SBS στα ελληνικά.
It is our pleasure to have today at the Greek Language Program of SBS Radio the Executive Director of the National Association for the Visual Arts, Greek-Australian Esther Anatolitis. I would like to begin our conversation about your background, about your family's migration journey to Australia. Where are you coming from, Esther?
Well, it's quite a complex journey because although my parents migrated to Sydney in 1964, the idea, I think, like a lot of migrants, was, you know, when things calm down at home, we'll go back. And they tried to go back in 69. That didn't quite work out. Then my sister and I were born in the 70s, and then we decided to return, you know, Yapanda in 1980. But I think things were not as my parents expected. Obviously, the economy was quite different. You know, a lot of things were different, and they began to miss life in Australia. And so after less than a year, we then migrated back to Australia. Then in 2010, my parents returned to Greece, really Yapanda this time. So my parents live in Kalamata. My father's from Kalamata. My mother is from a small choryo called Skotinu, which is sort of near Tripoli and Megalopoli. Leodari is the nearest sort of larger village. Mm-hmm. And then my sister lives in Canada and has been there for about 20 years. So migration, you know, and myself, I was born and raised in Sydney, lived here for 25 years. I then moved to Germany before moving to Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Which is very much home. I'm living in Sydney at the moment. So migration has very much been part of our family story.
What's your strongest memory of your childhood growing up in a Greek family, and that is related with art?
Well, interestingly, my strongest memory is not directly family related, but I guess is very much connected, which is that when I was in year 5 and 6, with thanks to a very wonderful teacher who befriended my parents enough to make sure they would allow me to do the exam to then go to a selective primary school for years 5 and 6. Thanks to that teacher, I was able to spend those 2 years of school doing all sorts of creative things, art history and theory, ancient history, evolution theory, high school science and mathematics. And my journey to school every day, the various buses that I took me past some places that, you know, I'd never seen before in Sydney, given I had a very overprotective sort of upbringing. And there was one place that I would have a look at every morning. You know, it's one of my bus stops. I would look in the window and I would always wonder, you know, what is this place? It seemed like just an empty room with a very lovely polished floor, and every now and again some pictures on the walls would change. I couldn't work out what they were selling or how they could afford to be in this lovely neighborhood. And it took me years to work out that that place was the first art gallery I had ever seen. And I now live not too far from that place. But I would be transfixed by these images, paintings, photographs on the wall. And I didn't know then, as a child of 9 or 10, that places existed where people create work to show to each other, to talk about, to critique, to spark new thinking. And I was just amazed and inspired.
And today you, and for about 12 months, you have this role as the executive director of the National Association of the Visual Arts. Could you please tell us a few words, a few things about this organization?
Yes, well, NAVA champions policy, advocacy and action for a contemporary art sector that's ambitious and fair. So our role is to work with artists, with organisations, with government, on all the things that support and sustain artists' careers, but also a strong art sector through our code of practice, and then more broadly, the kind of Australian culture where the role of the artist is championed and artists are really leading national discussions. So we have an Australian culture that is inspired by artists. So NAVA has been around for 3 decades. It's a membership organisation, artists working across all contemporary art fields. Our role really is to make sure that artists have all the support that they need to go on being artists and that they are igniting the Australian culture.
Mm-hmm. You're widely known for being a very strong advocate for the arts. I would like to have your opinion about multiculturalism in Australia. How has this phenomenon has changed the Australia's art world?
Oh, look, there would be no art world without Australian cultural diversity, and we start there with the, you know, the 60,000 or more years of First Nations, which, you know, this place, this land has always been culturally diverse. There are hundreds of cultures and languages spoken, and then after colonisation, after mass migration, and you know, after the time of the Greeks and others in Australia, we have conversations that are more confident, that are about people asking about each other's cultures, that are about not pretending for a moment that Australia is some kind of bland monoculture, which I sometimes worry that the contemporary politics seems to want to take us in that direction. But also, when we think about people who've had really key relationships with artists and institutions overseas, and that exchange, so it's also that international exchange and, you know, the artists that have been brought to Australia in the way that we now work overseas increasingly as well, that has tended to be, you know, those of us, you know, of culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, as we say these days, who are just, you know, it's always on our mind, it's always in our ethics to think about what are the objects and the practices and the rituals, I guess, the customs with which we articulate our culture, and particularly for us as Greeks. This is a live question all the time, you know. We exist in a place of hospitality, generosity, we make things, we break things, you know, we celebrate confidently, and we speak our minds. And that is the ethos of the artist.
Is there anything that you dislike about the art world today?
Oh, that's probably too long a list, but because it's, you know, I think what I dislike is when we have pockets of the art world that are more interested in profit and profile than they are in the work of actual artists. And, you know, this is the thing, artworks these days are worth more than ever before. You know, the works that a country has in its collection, you know, are its most valuable assets of that country. In the future, when people are looking back on us today, it's the work of artists that they're going to see and to remember and to learn from. And yet, while artists, we learn from research like the Australia Council's latest research that artists' income down, the average income that artists work just from their artwork alone is $18,000, which is lower than the poverty line. So there are all sorts of you know, business and profile and so on that are benefiting from or directly profiting from artists, while on the whole, artists are not being paid and respected as well as they should be, which is an important part of our work in calling for a sector that is ambitious but also fair.
And finally, give us your vision about Australian visual arts and the art world here.
Well, I think it really goes back to just that, ambitious and fair. I want to see an Australia where our national conversation, our politics, the decisions that are made by a small group of people on behalf of a large group of people are actually informed by the ethics that mean something to the majority of Australians. And we see that through the work of artists. When artists' work is respected and celebrated, when artists are paid fairly, and when we seek out the voice of artists in the national conversation and listen to artists, then we do have an Australia that is ambitious and fair beyond the arts. So really, my vision is for a culture that is led by artists.
Esther Anatolidis, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to SBS Radio.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Πείτε μας τη γνώμη σας. Κάντε like στην σελίδα μας στο Facebook ή ακολουθήστε μας στο Twitter στο SBS Greek.